Get Up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.
I
got to put my hands
up in the air. I, over the weekend, decided to clear out my apartment. I have a lot of rubbish in there at the moment, and so I decided to just pretty much get rid of everything I didn't need out of my apartment.
Good call.
I had to go down to my bin room probably about 5 or 6 times over Sunday because I was kind of gathering stuff up on Saturday, and then I decided to throw it all out on Sunday.
There's that my again. I think it's important to note that the entire apartment
complex. The bin room I use is where I threw all my stuff out, and usually when I go down there, there's always something in there that I take because it's a bin room, so that means someone's thrown it away. And usually there's cool stuff down there. Like I've taken a table from there. I've taken some chairs from there. I just really take anything that I could feasibly get away with that's not probably going to be anywhere within... It's not going to be in contact with anything that I'm going to put in my mouth.
You're a garbage bandit.
I really am. And so I'm always on the lookout for anything that could be down there. And over the weekend, I saw something that was kind of weird. And what it was one of those... It's one of those frames that you get from like something like Kmart or something. And it's got like a motivational quote in the frame.
Mm.
So it doesn't have a picture or anything. It's just got like a quote in the frame. Like live, laugh, love or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
One of those things. But what this one said was work hard and be nice to people.
And okay. I thought that's just a good motto for life, really.
Yeah, it is. It's very good motto for life, which is why it confused me as to why someone was throwing this out. Like I imagine they're in their apartment going, you know what? I need to rethink my life. And the first thing to go is this motto I've been living with, which is work hard and be nice to people.
Yeah,
the second part of that is just something you should do. It's not something you should be reminded of.
That's so true. Somebody's actually looked at that and thrown it out. Going, I'm not going to live by this code anymore.
Yeah, and it's not like it was brand new either. It's like out of the cling wrap, the frame around it was kind of scuffed. So it had been used, but someone eventually, he's just gone, nah, this isn't for me anymore.
You know what I will say, just as devil's advocate, maybe what happened was this was the thing that came with the frame and there was a photo put on top of it. And they took the photo out and then just threw the frame and what came with the frame.
Well, they had cardboard behind it. So if anything, just throw out just the motivational quote, which is honestly, that would have been more concerning as to why someone has just thrown out a bit of cardboard that says be nice and work hard.
Well, let's go with a bit more positivity for first thing on a Monday. Mm. What if they've got a new frame that says, work harder and be nicer to people?
And be great to people.
You know, you just sit there and go, you know what? We're going to step this up a notch. Yeah. It's not enough what we're currently doing. Yeah. We're going to be even harder working and even nicer to people. That's what I'd like to imagine they've replaced it with.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
And Ned, right now, we are dancing with Destiny.
That's right. So I had a Destiny. We do it every Monday morning. If you don't know what it is, it's a game where Josh and I pull an activity out of a hat. We read out those activities. If you've done either one of them, you give us a call on 131060. The person whose activity you've done gets a point. First to 5 points gets to give the other person the Dare of Destiny.
A very, very complicated game, but it's very, very simple. If you have done one of our activities over the weekend, you need to get on the phone, 131060. The activity I drew out of the hat this week was... Have you bought a scientific calculator?
My activity was, have you been to a costume party?
Oh, okay. Look, here's something that's actually never happened in the Hat of Destiny before. We don't have a caller of Destiny at the moment.
No one's called.
We actually don't. Both activities were too unique. I think, honestly, the Hat of Destiny's put out two very, very odd activities this week.
Well, that's the thing. We can't change it because it's Destiny. So I have no idea what we do now. This is...
Well, here's the rules. Yeah. 20 seconds. If we don't get a caller of Destiny in the next 20 seconds, I believe the way this works is we both lose a point.
Is that what we're going to do?
We both lose a point.
This has never happened, so we've never had to plan for this. Is that what you're saying, that we should both lose
the rules.
A point?
I've checked the bylaws during the song. That is what happens. If we don't get a caller of Destiny in literally... Oh, my God. Here we go.
That's 20 seconds. Oh, no, we've got someone. Sharon.
Sharon's given us a call.
Oh, thank God.
Sharon from Belconnen, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
I'm on the edge of my seat, Sharon, to be honest.
I'm so excited. You're the caller of Destiny this morning, Sharon. We didn't think anyone would call. Well, there are a few calls coming now. This is very, very exciting, Sharon. Now, look, let's dispense with the small talk and just ask you very simply, what'd you get up to over the weekend?
Guys, I went to a costume party.
Yeah!
Hey! There I know we go. So many people who went to a costume party over the weekend. I didn't want to say anything because it would sound like it's rigged, but I know about three different costume parties that happened.
Do they all happen in Canberra or they happen interstate?
No, they happen interstate. Oh, there you go. So it was unfortunate. One of them happened in America. So.
Oh, there you go. International costume
international
parties.
International costume
Sharon,
parties.
Sharon, what was the costume you went with?
I went as Georgie from
East. Oh, okay.
Wow, okay.
That's a little scary.
So, like, in the raincoat and
did
stuff.
Did you have the boat?
I was in the raincoat. I had the boat. Now, I had everything. I had the gum boots. I had it all down. My son went as Pennywise and won the best dressed.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Wow. That's worth another little of these. Well,
I also enjoy that the, I'm assuming, shorter person went as Pennywise the Clown and you went as the child in the movie.
Actually, I'm shorter than my friend.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought it was a little son, but yeah, that's very funny.
Did you have the red balloon?
Yeah, we had the balloon.
Yeah, I probably would have left the party, to be honest. That would have scared the living daylights out of me, Sharon. Thank you very much for being the caller of Destiny this morning. What is our current scores,
the current scores, if I check them right now, are 3-3. That's
wow.
it. The scores are tied, my friend.
Destiny is an interesting mistress this morning. Yes. We did not even expect. I thought we were both going to lose points.
I thought we were
going to
lose
there.
A point, yeah.
Dead even. We'll see how this goes next week.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Josh, Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande got engaged very, very quickly into their relationship. I think they'd only been officially dating for probably a month.
Mm.
And she'd only just broken up with her ex-boyfriend before that, like probably 2 months before that.
And the funniest thing was it was a rumour for the longest time and then Pete Davidson went on the Tonight Show and confirmed it.
Exactly.
Everybody has the over and under on whether this marriage actually ends up happening. But Ned, you said you have a couple that is even more out of the blue.
Yeah, exactly. More out of the blue and more famous. Justin Bieber, apparently, that's all I'm reading, has popped the question and is engaged now to Hailey Baldwin, his girlfriend.
The Biebs!
Of about a week and a half.
No longer Bachelor Biebs.
No longer Bachelor Biebs. No longer, like, not engaged Biebs. I'm pretty sure these two started, like, it was not even officially confirmed that they were dating.
Has a bride Biebs.
She's the bride to Biebs.
Honestly, the funniest thing here is, if this actually is true, she doesn't have to change her initials at all.
Hayley, still HB.
Hayley. Well, I mean, first and foremost, 2018, she doesn't have to change her name at all. But if she did change her name, initials stay the same.
Exactly.
All of your towels that have the HB on them, they stay the same.
Also, when it's her birthday, HB.
HB stays the same. That's
everything
great.
Works
you don't
out
want to
well.
Give that up. Yeah, you exactly. don't want to give that up.
So Hayley Baldwin, apparently they are, so they're on a massive holiday together at the moment. And Justin Bieber has brought his dad and like a lot of his friends. And apparently they're at a restaurant. And then all of Justin Bieber's security went around to everyone with their phones and said, please put away your phone. Something special is about to happen.
God, if somebody said that to me, I'd run. I'd be like, yep, so we're all going to be in literal danger right now. Yeah. I'm getting the hell out of here.
I think if I was like, oh my God, I think I'd be very excited. I'd be like, oh my God, this is going to be
incredible.
And
that's why one day you'll probably die in some weird way and I'll be safe because I will leave. If somebody ever says, hey, put your phone away, something special is about to happen. I'd be like, right, all right, well, look,
I'm going
to
go.
I'm sitting underneath an event, so I'm absolutely going to leave right now. That just sounds scary.
They just would never give you warning if something bad was going to happen.
Well, that's it. And how much badder is it going to be, not a word, if they did give you warning?
Exactly. If they're going, hey, you want to put your phone away for this one.
So apparently, and we've said apparently 50 million times.
It's all rumoured still.
But did he get down on one knee or what?
Oh, got down on one knee, popped the question. She said yes. And then they had a dance. And then someone filmed the dance afterwards. So someone apparently the special thing was them getting engaged, not them dancing, because someone's filmed them on their phone, just dancing around.
Security guard's gone, what did I say? You just hear that all the way through the video. I told you.
This dancing's not that special, mate.
Honestly, though, wouldn't it be the most baller move ever to go, what, is Bieber going to do something?
Ugh.
Oh, I don't care.
I bet it's something to do with Bieber, isn't it?
I'm just texting my mum. Can I please just stay on my phone? Yeah. I promise you I don't care.
I swear I do not care.
Security guard's gone, well, mate, I think everyone cares, quite frankly. I'm filming this low-key because I'm going to sell it and make millions of dollars. Well, congratulations.
Well, done to it, maybe.
Apparently. Apparently, congratulations. Yeah.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
And I have had it. Ned, you have been having a go at me because I very, very bravely admitted to you that I had not ever seen the classic action movie Predator.
I don't think it's brave.
It was brave because I knew the kind of flack I was going to cop off you for admitting that I'd never seen it. And we sat down on the weekend and watched it. And now I understand all the references. I understand all the lines that are out of it, like get to the job. I get all of that now. So that's good. That's good.
But that's the thing. I just wanted to watch Predator. So if you had sat there and lied to me and I'd be like, oh, how good is it when Arnie does this? I would have known you hadn't seen it.
The movie was badass. It's awesome. I really enjoyed it.
The movie's great.
The noise is awesome. The
Jesse Ventura is great.
Jesse Ventura is not great. his character is a terrible human being, and he actually gets exactly what he deserves. But the interesting thing here is I'd also never seen Star Wars until I was 25, which really, I remember in the point in our friendship where I admitted to that, that was like I'd actually like injured a puppy in front of you or something. Well, you were so devastated when I told you I'd never seen Star Wars.
I just thought if 7, 8, 9 are coming out, we need to sit down and watch these.
And we did. And so it's no big deal. And that's what I want to do this morning. Ask some other people on 131060, what is a movie, an institution you've never seen? We'll make it no big deal. Ned's probably going to get outraged, but I will make you feel like it's no big deal. Bronte is on the line right now from Harrison. How are you, Bronte?
I'm good, thank you, and how are you?
Yeah, not too bad,
thanks,
Bronte. What is a movie you've never seen?
So, I mean, I get a lot of I get a lot of punishment for it, but I've never actually seen any of the Matrix movies, and I live
really?
With two boys.
You know what?
Yeah,
Bronte,
I've never seen it.
I've only seen the first one, and I only saw it once, and I haven't seen the other two. So you know what? Mm. Welcome to the club. That's fine. Do not even be a little bit ashamed of that.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd have no idea what it's about. I just know green lasers. That's it. And someone wears sunglasses.
I saw a weird underground club scene and I was like, you know what? I don't think I really need to see much more of this, to be honest.
I mean, it was revolutionary, but that's fine. That's all right. It's one of the most influential movies of this century, but that's okay.
Once again, like I can do the Mr. Anderson, welcome back. I know references from it. I don't need to see it. I don't need to see it. The red pill, the blue pill. Yeah. I don't need to see
it. That's two things that everyone knows.
And that's enough to get through to pretend that I've seen it. Right. Bronte's probably the same. That's all you need. She knows about the green lasers. I think it's code, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
computer
called lasers,
code. That's
code.
Fine. That's all right. Yeah. Bronte knows enough. Sarah's on the line from Watson. Sarah, what's something you've never seen?
I have never seen Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
Any
You're
of them?
Right, then.
Any of them.
Right.
Look, the funniest thing about that for me is this is a little bit more... It's okay. Don't feel bad. But it's a little bit more of a soft spot just because of how old I am. They were huge when I was a kid. So I did see them. Did you choose not to see them or did you just never really get around to it?
No, I chose not to see them.
I don't know. Conscious decision.
I just have no interest and I've never read any of the books.
There you go. All right. Then you've just ignored it.
Well, that's good of you to like ignore them and not get upset by them because if you know that you're not going to like them, it's better for you to just go, well, I'm just not going to watch them then.
Good on you. Actually, there is a strength in that. Yeah. Fantastic, Sarah. Well done. Yeah. Keep fighting for what you believe in. Yeah. We've got Brianna on the line from Banks. How are you, Brianna?
Good, thanks, boys.
Wrap this up for us. What's something you've never seen?
Well, I'm 21 and I've never seen any of the Harry Potters, any of the Twilight, any of the Star Wars, Hunger Games.
Oh, my God.
Nothing.
Did you just not watch movies?
Well, I'd never seen The Lion King until I made my students watch it last year.
Okay, so you have seen it now. That's good. Okay.
Brianna, what's your favourite movie then?
I don't have one.
So, can I ask, look, this is obviously going to be a personal question. Did you have a TV when you grew up?
Yes, I even had one in my bedroom.
What were you doing?
I don't know.
It's just a paperweight.
The funniest thing is I like to imagine that like as a kid you were very, very snobby with your movies. You didn't go for any major blockbusters. You're like, actually, you know what? Harry Potter's fine, but there's this French film. Yeah. It's called The Portrait and I watch
like
it all the time.
Kane. Yeah.
Brianna, brave. So thank you very much.
Well done.
Probably get around to Star Wars. It's pretty good.
I mean, all the movies you list are very good. Twilight.
She did list Twilight.
Most of them are very good.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
I have got a bit of an issue at the moment honestly, it was enough of an issue that I called Mum.
Okay.
I gave Mum a call at 27 years of age and went, you know what? This is no longer something I can handle on my own.
Mm.
There is what can best be described as an off-chicken smell in my apartment at the moment.
Gross.
And I have gone through the entire apartment trying to find out where this is.
Mm-hmm.
I even looked under the couch to try and see if maybe a bit of chicken, because I'm just such a pig, had fallen under the couch while I was eating food. No, nothing. Mm. I've vacuumed. I've done everything. There is even, and I did not know this, by the way, everybody, there is even a filter in your dishwasher that you can take out.
I don't know how to take it out. I know it's in there. I just don't know what to do with it.
Nothing's in there. It was very, very clean. So it's not like it's in there. There is nowhere that this smell is noticeably coming from.
Mm.
So I go over to the fridge, try and smell. It's not there. Go over to the sink. It's not there. Just, but generally, it sort of wafts. I can smell it, which kind of has me worried that it's something in the walls or something like that. I don't know. The apartment complex is very new. I can't imagine that there's dead animals in the wall, hopefully.
You're quite close to your bins, though. Is it your bins?
No, it's not the bins. But that was the funny thing. When I called Mum, that was the first thing she said.
Yeah.
She said, like, because I have a little bin room next to my apartment. She's like, is it the bin room? I'm like, no. And there's a vent on that goes outside. I don't know what this is. I'm starting to think, like, the worst. Like, you know, there are dead things around my apartment.
Yeah.
But you know what Mum said?
Mm.
Don't know what to do.
She had no answer for you.
After I told her all the things I'd checked, all the things I'd cleaned, and she goes, well, that's everything. I don't know. It's not under the microwave, not under the fridge, not under the... No. Doesn't know what to do.
Mm.
Do you know what she suggested?
What?
My mother, the person I called to be the pillar of sanity in this whole thing,
of course.
I was about to tear my hair out trying to find where this smell was coming from in my apartment.
Mm.
Do you want to know what she suggested?
Absolutely.
Sniff a dog.
I mean,
and I'm not even kidding. She suggested trying to find somebody with a Labrador, because Labradors eat anything, and the Labrador would in a second find whatever this was in my apartment.
See, I thought you meant like an actual sniffer dog.
That's what I thought as well. Yeah. I'm like, Mum, I'm sure the federal police are pretty busy with their sniffer dogs. I don't think they can just lend me one. And she went, no, just a Labrador.
Not a sniffer dog. That's just a dog.
The dumb, dopey Labrador to just come in and try and find food in the house.
Mm, that's not a good idea.
It's a bad idea, because there is food in the house. Yeah. There isn't off, and the Labrador will find that and eat all of that.
And also, there's like all of the other food in your house, I'm assuming, is not off and probably smells a lot better than the off chicken.
Yeah.
And while dogs don't mind off smells, I'm sure they'd absolutely rather better smelling
primo
stuff.
Food. Exactly. Primo food.
Yeah. That's not a good idea at all. And the fact that your mum came to that conclusion all by herself is also not a good idea.
But this is the thing. What do you do? There's no one. And this is a business opportunity for anyone out there in Canberra to identify weird smells in a house. I don't know who you'd call, because the cleaner's like, well, I'll clean the place, but I can't identify where a smell's coming from.
You know who you should call?
Who?
Get ready for a very bizarre late 90s ABC reference.
Mm.
Bronson. Remember how he had that thing that like the sniffer gun and he just like aimed a nose at things
and
sniffed
it? Directly stolen from Richie Rich.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. 100%. Those things don't exist.
They don't exist at all.
It's not a metal detector of smells. Those things don't exist. How many things do you base your life on from Round the Twist?
Probably 90% of the things.
Too many, I'm going to say, friend.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
A news story that has captivated the entire planet for pretty much the last week, but especially over the weekend, is the story of these kids that are trapped, this soccer team trapped in a cave system in Thailand with their soccer coach. Ned, this has been very, very painstaking to watch, because you just got to imagine what those kids have been going through, how scary it must be. First they were found and it was, oh my God, they're found. And then it was like, well, yeah, they're found, but how do we get them out?
Exactly.
And it's been basically a week since they were found. And look, the great news is four of them are out.
It's just so complicated because, there's 13 of them down there, including the coach. So just getting them out all in one go. A lot of these boys also can't swim because they do live in Thailand and they can't swim at all. So swimming under through these tunnels underwater in what I'm assuming is very murky water for hours on end would be near on impossible.
The weird thing about this is I didn't realize how many of my friends on Facebook were apparently cave diving experts, because they have all had something to say about what should be happening with this rescue, what's going on, why aren't they just drilling a hole straight down to where the boys are. I think the thing to do here now would be to get somebody who's on the ground there to actually answer some questions, because nobody is an expert on this except for the people working on the actual rescue mission. They have all the facts, they have all the things, and the best thing we can do apart from speak to one of them, speak to somebody who's right there and is a trained journalist ready to answer some of the questions that I've been seeing posed by people. Chris Reason, 7 News Chief Reporter, live from Thailand. Chris, how's it going this morning, mate?
Guys, going well. I mean, what great news overnight. Four of these young boys out. It took everybody by surprise. We can't let ourselves get too carried away. We've still got 9 lives in the balance down in that cave system here in northern Thailand. But what a great start of this rescue operation last night.
Now, Chris, we're hearing reports at the moment the rescue operation has halted. What's the latest there?
Yeah, it has. You're right. And it took us by surprise. We didn't expect that sort of hiatus. It was going so well and so quickly. We thought that, you know, potentially if they'd kept going at the rate they were going, they'd have them all out by the time we're talking now. But the authorities decided, no, that at midnight last night, they decided to pull a pause to make sure that, well, a couple of reasons. Firstly, to give the divers themselves a bit of rest and respite, to give them some downtime. Extremely physical work they're doing. You know, we've been telling you through the week, 11 hours to get from the opening of the cave down to the cave where the boys were and back again. Yesterday, they did that in a record time of 8 hours. But still, imagine, you know, scuba diving, climbing, you know, all of that. Really hard physical work for 8 hours. So they've got to rest the divers. The second thing they've got to do is reassess the plan. They want to get everybody together. There's 90 divers involved in this project, 50 of them international, 40 of them local. We know 6 Australian Federal Police involved as well. And they want to get them around the table and say, right, what went wrong? What went right? What can we do better? Right. And finesse this plan, fine-tune it, and get going today.
Well, Chris, I read somewhere they were meant to bring 6 of the boys out and only ended up bringing out 4. Was there any reason for that? Have they released any kind of reason for that?
They haven't, no. And you're right, we heard the same thing. And local media have been reporting that. Once the first 4 boys got out, the media were saying 2 more were in cave number 3. That's not too far from the main entrance, and it's a walkable distance. They don't have to do any submerged diving from cave 3 to the exit. So everyone was sort of expecting those 2 boys 5 and 6, to walk out at any moment. It didn't happen. They've decided, for whatever reason, that they're not going to push it, and they've decided to settle them there for the night. So we'd only be speculating on that, but I guess it's a matter of they decided something to do with their health, perhaps, something to do with the safety of the system they're using. Just uncertain at this stage.
Chris, this is a question you may be able to answer, you may not, but I'd imagine you'd be the guy to ask because you'd know this working in television. I've seen some footage on social media. Is there any footage from the rescue operation, or would that be just fake stuff that's going around, people trying to sell normal cave diving footage as actual proper on-the-ground footage?
Yeah, no, as far as I know, there's been nothing released yet.
Right.
The Thais have been really, really strict on that. The Royal Thai Navy SEAL team, which has been supplying most of the pictures you've seen through this last week. And they've been extraordinary pictures, I've got to say. Mm. Whack them up on the Facebook. All of your listeners can go and check into that that site and check it, because I have been told that those pictures, and they've got comprehensive pictures of the rescues, will be released in the next couple of hours. We'll get access to those, and it'll show in intimate detail what's going on. Anything out there now, I think you've got to take with a grain of salt. Probably a bit suspicious.
Right. And final question for you, Chris. Like, what condition are the 4 boys that have made it up? What kind of condition are they in?
You know, this is the staggering part, guys. Is it that the 4 boys all walked out of that cave system unassisted? Their divers walked beside them as they put them into the ambulance. They gave them a hug, their smiles, and some photographs as well as they put the boys into. 3 of them went by ambulance, 1 by helicopter. But they were all, as the governor said last night, in really, really good condition. I just want to say, I mean, you'd imagine yourself in that situation. You'd think that adrenaline would get you across the line. I reckon now, once they've got into hospital, into the comfort of the bed, they've crossed that finish line, I think the full enormity of what they've been through, the physicality of it, is probably going to wash over them, hit them. I reckon they'll be zonked for some time to come. They're in good care now. They're in the hospital. They'll be watched. They're in quarantine for the next 7 days. But you know, all signs are good for a complete recovery.
Any kind of an indication, I know I said final question, one last question, any kind of indication as to when the rest of this rescue operation is going to get back underway?
The Chiang Rai governor said last night that they were going to have a 10 to 20 hour pause, so that timing times out at about 1 o'clock your time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They potentially could start through to about 9, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock tonight your time. So, look, we watch, we wait. They know the pressure's on them. They know they've got 9 more lives to get out, the 8 boys and the coach, and they know that time is of the essence, because that monsoon season here is going to strike any minute, and when it does, the cave complex will fill up with water and the stakes just get higher.
Yeah. Chris, well, thank you so much for giving us some insight from on the ground. Everything, just every good vibe going possibly to Thailand at the moment. Hopefully
Absolutely.
This has a very, very happy ending at the end of it. Chris, thank you so much for catching up with us this morning, mate.
Yeah, Josh, always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your work Workers' Compensation Lawyer, MEJ.com.au.
And Ned, Australian Ninja Warrior, back on screens last night. Everybody loving it. I was eating takeaway last night and was actively trying to avoid it, to be honest, because it makes me feel horrible about myself seeing all these people in peak physical condition.
Of course.
But I forgot it would be all over social media as well, so I didn't even get to escape. I, in fact, only saw pictures of, of ripped people, which probably made it worse, to be honest, because they weren't even moving, just standing still.
And when you do see moving stuff, it's usually like the highlights where someone's lifting themselves up by their pinky fingers up a completely vertical wall.
It's incredible.
It doesn't make any sense.
Amazing stuff. And it's going to, once again, probably go nuts in the ratings. And look, one of the things from last night that probably made me feel worst about myself, body-wise, was Pa Rambo.
Rambo.
A guy named Ian, or it says here, better known as Pa Rambo. And in the video I saw of him, what an absolute tank. 64-year-old member of the Australian Ninja Warrior crew.
Yeah, he's 64.
64, and he is ripped. He is in better shape than I've ever been in my entire life, and I'm 27.
Yeah. He's, there was like a little bit of a backstory behind, beforehand. He's got like a gym set up in his garage. He's built like his own Australian Ninja Warrior course in his backyard.
Good on him.
Like, he's ready to go.
Yeah, he's ready to have a crack at it.
Yeah.
And look, but the thing here about Pa Rambo is I'm seeing all of these stories about him being ripped and stuff, and one term keeps coming up more than anything that I've seen across online.
Yep.
Grandpa goals.
Yeah.
Granddad goals.
Yep.
Whose goal? Whose goal? Whose granddad goal is that? Apart from Pa Rambo himself, he's obviously very happy with how he's looking. Whose granddad goal is that? Because if I'm still looking like that at 64, when is the gym going to stop? When do I get to stop and just let it all go? Because if I'm not doing that by 64, just letting it all go, I think I've made a mistake.
It's very confusing. I mean, yeah, absolutely. But it's a very confusing phrase to say grandpa goals, because that either means, like you said, you've got to work out until you're 64, or you wish this was your grandpa, which is what it actually does mean if you're going grandpa goals. In which case, why do you want your grandpa to be this hot?
My pop's fat, and I'm fine with that.
Like, that's what I would want.
He's my pop. He's gone, you know what? Enough.
If I went to my grandparents' house, and every time I went there, my granddad said to me, how much do you bench?
Yeah,
that would be horrible.
Intimidating.
Exactly.
Intimidating. Yeah. I'm not saying I wouldn't want a badass grandpa, but I'm just saying I'm happy with the one I got. And if it's talking about me getting into that shape when I'm 64, I had a very, very simple philosophy here. The ad, the Australian Pensioners Insurance, if you're not over 55 and no longer working full-time, that's when I plan to stop going to the gym. Yeah. If I'm still going to the gym past 55,
no way.
I've done something very wrong in my life.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh.